Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. It's got something big going on Saturday. I'm not trying to remember exactly what it is. Oh, I know what it is now. It's a reason that Kelly Rossman has the best hair in town today. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm great. How are you?
I am just fine. The big day, a couple days away, right?
Yeah, me and the love cop. How about that? Getting married Saturday night. Very excited.
And here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Talk about dedication. 48 hours before the big day. And here she is on Ebling and You. It's not even the first Friday of the month.
And you would love this because I'm actually sitting right outside the gymnasium of East Lansing High School where my daughter's JV volleyball team just whipped East Lansing.
Oh, well, congratulations to the Comets. Kelly does it all. You'll be out there tomorrow. You'll be out there tomorrow at Grand Ledge Football,
yeah,
too, right?
Actually, you know, I've got family coming up from Charlotte, North Carolina, and our so-called rehearsal dinner is actually the Grand Ledge Varsity football game where we have Fallen Heroes Night. And as you know, my son Connor is one of the captains of the varsity football team out at Grand Ledge.
Right.
And each of the players will be playing with the name of a fallen hero.
I think we're going to talk with Matt Bird about that tomorrow, in fact. So
I love that. This was Matt's idea, and it's a fabulous idea. I got to tell you, you know, I'm a big Coach Bird fan.
Yes.
And he continues to impress me with how he leads these young men, not just on the field, but off the field. It really is quite inspiring.
While we're talking about leaders, Kelly, there is an election in the 7th Congressional District where you live.
Yeah.
And we have some new numbers. And actually, we just had Mark Schauer on the show, and he said he has some up-to-the-minute internal polling, which very favorable to him. But we want to talk a little bit about that race and also some very important numbers about tax cuts.
Yeah, actually, let's talk about the congressional race first. You know,
okay,
this is the 7th Congressional, which includes Battle Creek, Jackson, all the way up to Delta Township. So Mark Schauer is my congressman. We did a poll on Monday, a robo-poll, and as you know, these robo-polls have turned out to be quite accurate for the moment. And here's what we've got. Now, remember this, so it's conducted Monday, so
right,
maybe Mark's got more recent numbers. But our poll showed that, in general, of the voters in that district, Mark Wahlberg, Tim Wahlberg, had 42.3%. Mark Schauer had 38%. The margin of error is 5.6%. So really, they're in a statistical dead heat.
Right.
I thought I had the demographics with me, and I don't, but apparently Mark was actually higher in both independents and in Democrats, but the Republican count on this particular poll was a little bit higher than normal. So
right,
they really are neck and neck, and that's not to be surprising. This is the incumbent versus the former incumbent, and, you know, they're really duking it out.
I guess there are some numbers, Zogby numbers, that are out this afternoon that show that maybe this is going to be a little more of a horse race than some people had thought. But we'll go back and forth on these numbers, and you'll be on top of this in terms of the robo-polling. How many more of these do you plan to have? Are you going to do it on a weekly basis before the election?
We're taking the temperature, the pulse of the electorate every week between now and the election. And actually, we've been watching it for the last, I think, three or four. Actually, this was our fourth poll. The first one was August 30th. And it's really interesting to look at the trends because, in particular, the gubernatorial race, Rick Snyder's numbers just keep going up. And Burgess have gone down slightly, and the undecideds, of course, are all moving in Snyder's direction. I'm not seeing any movement from undecideds to Burge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the advertising is just starting to really start being aggressive and, frankly, kind of, you know,
right.
I'm already saturated.
Exactly.
I don't know about you.
No, very much
annoyed. So it'll be interesting to see how powerful the advertising is. The other question we asked on this poll, it's the first time we've asked it, we asked about tax cut and yes. how much the tax cut, how much it really mattered. And much to our surprise, 43.5% of Michigan voters favor keeping tax cuts for all taxpayers, which really surprised me. I thought a much larger group of folks would support extending tax cuts only for the middle class. Mm-hmm. And actually, this shows that 35.8% certainly favor extending the cuts, but only for those making 250 or less, which right. would be, you know, the upper middle class and below. 6.5 want the cuts to expire, which I suppose is, you know, that's fiscally sure. responsible for one's own selfish interests, I guess. And then 14.3% are undecided, and I just can't get over how you can be undecided about the tax cut. You either want it or you don't. I mean, how can you be undecided about a tax cut?
Yeah, I would think that at this point, people have thought about that enough. Usually, just the words tax cut, you don't have to say anything else. People say, sure.
Right.
Where do I sign up? Sounds good.
Exactly. Now, Republicans and there's a volleyball mom going by right now. Republicans and self-identified Tea Party members overwhelmingly favor extending the tax cuts
right.
for everybody. Poor Democrats, and this isn't surprising, really prefer to keep them for those who are making $250,000 or less.
And what about independents?
Independents also slightly prefer either ending the cuts for everyone or keeping them for making for those who make $250,000 or less.
Well, that tells me that if the independents feel that way, but the numbers are 43% in favor of keeping all tax cuts, and the Republicans are the ones who feel that way, then there are an awful lot of people now who are considering themselves Republicans.
Well, in this particular, and it's really surprising because we tried very, very hard to be demographically balanced, but
right.
there was what I consider to be a slight edge for the Republicans this time around.
Okay. All right.
I don't think we're leaning overly Republican, but in this particular snapshot, we are. I think the camera was tilted a little bit to the right this time when it comes to snapshots.
Kelly, I'm looking at a couple of other numbers here, and then I'm going to get back to Mark Schauer because I think it bodes very well for him. If Rick Snyder has a 58.5 to 31% lead over Virge Bernero, and
what do you mean? If he does, he does.
Well, he does. He does. Absolutely. I'm assuming that that these numbers are perfectly accurate, and that no one could dispute anything here. But if you have a 12-point lead for Ruth Johnson over Jocelyn Benson, and about a 15-point lead for Bill Schuette over David Layton, this is a statewide poll, correct?
It is a statewide poll.
So if you have a statewide poll, and it includes what would be considered Democratic strongholds, and you have these many leads of this margin for Republicans, the fact that Mark Schauer can be in a statistical dead heat in what's considered a highly Republican district, I guess he's doing something right.
Yeah, I think it bodes well for him. To me, what's astonishing, though, is how far ahead of everybody Rick Snyder
yes.
is. I mean, he really is the secretariat candidate this time around. He's at 58.5%. Verge is at 31%. If every single undecided voter in this poll, 10.5% moved to Verge, every single one of them,
right.
he would still be 17 points behind Rick Snyder.
Yeah.
You know, I don't discount Verge's ability to move the numbers, but this really is a big, big hole that he's got to cross over, and I'm not sure even Verge can do it. But, you know, hope springs eternal.
And Kelly, if they let every undecided voter vote twice, Rick Snyder would still have a 6.5% lead.
You know what? You're right. I hadn't even thought of that. You're not advocating for that.
No. We're not pushing that. No.
But you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, they've got that one debate that's scheduled
yes.
in. I think it's the second week of October. So that's post.
Right.
when the absentee ballots go out.
October 10th.
All the research shows that the vast majority of absentee voters actually vote within the first 24 hours of receiving their ballot. So it'll be interesting to see what, if any, impact the debates have on the electorate. So we'll be watching that pretty closely, baby.
Kelly Rossman McKinney of the Rossman Group talking about the latest Team Telecom poll. And we will see the bride on Saturday night.
You will, my dear. Put your dancing shoes on. It's going to be a night.
We'll be right back with DJ Duckett talking about the Lion Skipper and Lunch with a Purpose coming up next on Ebling and You.